You are listening to the Walking Leader podcast with your host, David Guerra.
This is the Walking Leader podcast, and I am your host, David Guerra, United States Army infantry veteran and the author of the books, The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. In this episode of the Walking Leader podcast, I continue to bring you the tools, the tips, and insights towards developing yourself as a self-leader well before moving on towards leading others. Let's get started. In this episode, we're going to try something a little different. We're going to get into a little more structure. We're not doing a series. Well, it is a series, but it isn't a series. Not in the sense of what I just accomplished with the primary leadership development course. No, we're going to start giving you some more tools. And we're going to start talking about things, and we're going to get some opinions going, and we're going to get a conversation started, and we're going to break this down to weekly. I'm going to try to do weekly episodes now and keep them brief, and but share something with you and kind of give you a talking point or something to think about. And let's get started. Let's talk about, well, what is it? What are we talking about this week? It's real simple. This is dealing with personal etiquette. Yes, as a leader, you need to have a level of etiquette where individuals see you, not just, oh, well, he knows which fork to use at the, you know, what the salad fork is for. No, not just that. It is part of that, but it's not just that. It's also about behavior and how you present yourself and how you project yourself. And with that, personal etiquette, well, let's dive in. I read this article and it was really interesting. It caught my eye and it's like, you know what, this, we're going to begin there because it's still summertime. As I'm recording this, you know, where it's Labor Day weekend, it's the unofficial end of summer, but, you know, we still got some time. And of course, it's going to be, you know, summer. It'll feel summer, you know, now more and more, you know, over, through well into October. And then once November hit, things start to change a little bit as we get closer and closer to the start of winter. All right. So it's, where is it? WJHL there, WJHL. So I guess it's a TV station somewhere in the world and here in the United States. And the title it's called, You May Unintentionally Be Offending People with This Common Fashion Accessory. So I was like, well, what is it? You know, I saw it and I was like, well, what is it? And it's, and it reads, and I quote, you may have been acting rude all summer and not even realize it. Right? Etiquette experts say, The way you wear your sunglasses can subtly communicate a sense of aloofness or disinterest to the people around you. Quote, now again, this is still from that report. Quote, even though you might not mean it that way, covering your eyes can feel like you're creating a barrier. End quote of the quote. Said Micah Mayer, founder of Beaumont Etiquette, and Micah Mayer continues, it could give the impression that you are hiding something or you are not fully engaged in the conversation. And it's like, okay, all right. So I go into reading it and they start breaking it down how you remove your sunglasses when you're introducing yourself. Yes, by all means, especially if you're outside. You know, look them in the eyes. It's that eye contact, and we've covered that. Talks about, you know, make sure that you're maintaining that eye contact throughout. But, you know, at some point, you know, you're raising your hand, covering your eyes so the sun doesn't get in your eyes. That's distracting in and of itself. So put the sunglasses back on. But ensure that, you know, you've made that initial contact and then you can put your sunglasses. Now, what if they don't take off their sunglasses? You're outside again. You can't fault them. It's sunny. You know, it's you know, not a cloud in the sky and the sun's in their eye. I get it. You can't really fault them. But again, don't look down on them either. It's one of those, it's everybody's preference. But again, you want to make that good first impression, take your sunglasses off, look them right in the eye, direct, you know, then obviously put them back on. But again, you'll need to remove it anytime someone new approaches. Someone new. And again, if you're outside, it doesn't matter. They, you know, they're out, you're outside. They come to your home, you're in the backyard, that backyard barbecue. Again, you're wearing the sunglasses because it is what it is. And again, take them off, introduce, say hello, shake their hands, move along, put them back on. Again, it is about giving them a little respect, but also they need to respect you in that, hey, you don't want the sun in your eyes. That's why you started off wearing the sunglasses to begin with. Now, what about the mirrored sunglasses? Folks, those mirrored sunglasses, those have disturbed me forever. again, because it's just one of those things, you see yourself, it's the reflection. So it's kind of like really the barriers there. So obviously, if that's all you have mirrored sunglasses, all right, no worries. But if you can, avoid them. Because again, people are going to start looking at themselves in the reflection and they're going to disconnect. They're going to disconnect from that. So it's something to consider. Something to consider as far as the type of sunglasses you have. But again, if that's all you have, that's all you have. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. But again, when it comes time to you meeting someone, you know what? Take off the glasses. Look them in the eyes. Shake their hands. Greet them. Put them back on because, hey, it's sunny outside. And, you know, hint, make sure you're wearing those polarized glasses. Those are pretty cool too. Because again, they definitely help. They definitely help. So you can see a little better outside. So no matter what it is, you know, take care of your eyes without a doubt, with no hesitation. But also, you know, take them off when you need to, put them back on. And hey, just as a hint, when you're not using them, you know, put them in a case. That way you're not scratching them, or you inadvertently lay them down the wrong way and they get scratched, and now you got scratched up sunglasses, and there you go. All right, so that's today's tool and tip. And again, we're dealing with personal etiquette and sunglasses. I want to take a moment to thank you, as always, for listening to this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast, and invite you to visit my website, daveguerra.com. There you will find all my past episodes of the Walking Leader Podcast. Also, how to subscribe to the podcast, how to get yourself a copy of my books, plus a whole lot more. And we're adding stuff. There's stuff coming on. So I do hope you continue to join me for future episodes. Thanks again. As we have reached the end of this episode, I do hope you found it both entertaining and educational. Also, I do hope you continue to join me for the next episode. Now, please do not forget, you can always contact me with questions, comments, or concerns by email. At Dave, D-A-V-E, at DaveGuerra.com, on Twitter, at Dave Guerra, my name, all one word, and on Instagram, Dave_Guerra. Alrighty, and I do look forward to hearing from you. So listen, until next time, I do ask that you be confident, stay patient, take action, remain resilient, and be the walking leader. I'm David Guerra, and I thank you.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.